Yes, ma'am. All
right. All right, Eddie, man. Go to fucking sleep, nigga. It's about 6 o'clock there now, man.
Hey, Chicago play, nigga. I gotta watch the last quarter.
That's cool. Oh. Nah, but it's gonna, what's up?
Edit that, put it at the beginning of the Frocast.
What
go to sleep. A Chicago player, nigga.
Shit on that. That's cool. All right.
NappyAfro.com.
Welcome to the Frocast. This is episode number 24. You know, taking the mic from Saul Wright this time. This is your boy King Jern. No AKAs this time, so I'm going to do the inviting, or however you say that. What would the word be, Saul Wright?
Introducing.
Okay, I'm introducing everybody. To the right, we got my man, Saul Wright. Say what's up to the people.
What's good, baby? It's Saul Wright, a.k.a. Who Gives a Fuck, a.k.a. Nigga on the Sidelines today. What's up?
Sideline reporter, Saul Wright. Then I got the in the controlling spot, the man behind the curtain. You got your boy Be Easy over here.
I don't think I like this intro. What the fuck? Why are you taking Saul? What the fuck, Saul?
Nigga, just say hi to the people. Quit complaining.
Okay, what's up? My name is Be Easy, a.k.a. Mike Austin, a.k.a. Young Barry White, and that's it. I think I was thrown off by the intro.
Okay, anyway. And then, we got a special guest, an international guest, all the way from Europe, Sweden, to be exact. We have Mr. Eddie Baltazar. Say what's up to the people, right. Eddie.
What up, people? Thanks for having me in again. And, Be Easy, what's up with the Young Barry White shit? I always wanted to know.
Because my voice so deep. And so baritone and bass field, I will say the Mike Awesome thing is because Mike Awesome was a wrestler who had sex with a lot of fat chicks. So you can just put that in about me, and that's basically.
That's probably why his power was on point, nigga. That was a strong ass dude.
Well, hold on. It's 3 a.m. Where Eddie Baltazar is at?
Yeah.
Do we have to say Baltazar? Can we just call you Eddie? Eddie B or something
like
that?
Yeah, what's up? What's up with the whole formality shit?
I don't know. Exactly. I like to say the whole name.
What's your name on the site?
That is his name on the site.
Well, we gonna have to... Eddie, man.
His name is Eddie Baltazar on the site.
Well, stop calling me. Stop, man. God dang.
Y'all niggas.
Eddie.
See, man, that's the problem, people can't let Be Easy out anywhere, man. Well, introductions out the way. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm just fucking with you now.
Anyway, got the introductions out the way. What's up, everybody? This is, hey, man, it's all right. This hosting is hard. It's all right, man. Pause. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we're going to jump right. Episode 24, man. That's how we're doing it, man. Anyway, we're going to jump right into sports, man. What happened yesterday? Ozzie Guillen had some comments where he said he loved Fidel Castro and they've been trying to kill the man for 50 years and he's still alive. You know, and that happened in Miami, in the area where the team is. The Latin community is real big there. So, you know, this was pretty big. I mean, I know Easy didn't want to talk about this.
Who is Ozzie Guillen?
Ozzie Guillen is the manager of the Miami Marlins.
Okay.
He's a very controversial figure in baseball because he says what he wants. And the Miami Marlins as a franchise, they have been committed to going all out Miami with the whole franchise. So they went and got, Ozzie Guillen, who is, a Latin, he was a player, now he's a manager, to be the face of that team. And they got some Latin ownership, stuff like that. Because the Latin community is like the majority there in South Florida. And so that's what they are doing. And now with him saying the comments about Fidel Castro, they upset a lot of the older generation Cubans and, Cubans in general because of all that went down with Fidel. So, you know, it's a big deal. You know, it's not like, you know, somebody going out there and calling somebody a fag or something, you know, in the gay community jump on them, you know, because it's like on a national scale. But this right here is like more, you know, it's I don't know how it's going to be. It's going to be crazy, man, next coming weeks. I want to see they're suspended from 5 games by MLB. And I just want to see how the community going to react to this. Are they going to, you know, boycott the Marlins? Because then they're going to have to fire Ozzie. You know, they just brought him there. It's all right.
I think they're doing too much. I mean, if you look at what he said, it had nothing to do with Castro's politics or his policies. What he said was, I respect Fidel Castro. He said, you know why? Many people have tried to kill Fidel Castro in the last 60 years, and that son of a bitch is still there. So what he said is that he respects him because that motherfucker is basically Scarface. They keep trying to get him, and this nigga shooting bitches from the balcony and acting like, what, you're not going to get me? He didn't say anything about the politics or anything like that. So now he makes the comment, and basically this is the National League's all-Latin team. I mean, they done went all Latin. They are salsa away from a goddamn La Bamba or some shit. But they done went ahead and got on this cat and got him suspended. And now he's apologizing, but that doesn't change how he fucking feels. So I don't know what the apology is for. He still thinks that nigga's gangster. He's still going to respect him because he hasn't been killed. So what is he apologizing for? I think this shit's blown out of proportion. So, you know, stay up, Ozzie Guillen. You know, in America, we say you have freedom of speech, but, you know, it's freedom of speech with a clause behind it. And as long as you're minority, there's a problem. White people get right back on the air when they say some old ratchet shit. Bounty Hunter back on the air. Fucking all them cats. Rush Limbaugh stay on the air. All these cats say what they want to say, and, you know, they get a little slap on the wrist. This motherfucker didn't even say nothing controversial. He just said that he respect that nigga's gangster.
But, you know, the Cubans down there, they took it as being pro-Castro. And, you know, the whole, you know, the ordeal that went down with them, I mean, they said that touches a lot of them on an emotional and a personal level. You know, they said, you know, people like us wouldn't understand. But, you know, I was kind of talking to the Cuban guy at work about it, and, you know, he was upset about it. So that's when I got my little, you know, like, oh, okay, I got his side of the story.
Well, I mean, what they said.
Yeah, it's valid, but shit.
I mean, what they said, is that for some people, Castro is like Hitler, so.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but he's not. It still wasn't a comment on his politics.
But I guess they're saying you just like him. You know, I get, maybe they are blowing it out of proportion. Some, you know what I'm saying. But you know, but like I said, Eddie, you got anything to say about this?
yeah, what's up with a dude saying he liked Castro? I mean, no homo, but what's wrong with that?
Perfect.
I think we're just at a time now, and I kind of blame this shit on us, on black folks, because after the civil rights movement, if you said anything about some black folks, we was marching, we cutting some shit off, we protested, and that's all good. But now it feels like because we say something every time somebody says something, everybody's extra sensitive, and you can't say shit. You know what I'm saying? So now you make a comment. Again, this was not about his politics. This is about him staying alive when people are trying to kill him. End of story. Okay. And this nigga's end up getting suspended. So, you know, maybe I'm not Cuban enough to get it. You know, I'm not Cuban enough to get it. And I'm not black enough because I keep saying it. So it is.
Are you Cuban at all? I'm just at this.
Not at all.
Okay,
not
just not making sure.
So I may not know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay, well, you know. That's enough baseball talk. We're not going to talk about the sorry-ass St. Louis Cardinals or anything like that.
Ain't this a bitch? The defending champion St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, they won a championship last year? Didn't know that. Didn't know
that. That's because you must not watch baseball. But I bet you knew Tebow was out here having church service for 15,000 people.
Hey, man. And I'm sure you were there.
No, I was in Dallas, sir.
I know you was upset about that. He was in Austin, actually?
He was like 20 minutes from here.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't go?
No, I was in Dallas.
Well, oh, okay.
Tebow's not a pastor?
But he's still Tebow, though. I mean, come on, man. Stop.
That's your man, Paul.
Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. Got the NBA, man. NBA playoffs right around the corner, right? I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, and so.
Now I'm gonna step in.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how big are the NBA players? Are the NBA pretty big in Sweden?
Well, among black folk, Let's talk about that. Because, like, look, you gotta stay up from any time around 1 to 4 if you're going to watch the NBA game. So, shit. You know, only people that just quit their jobs can do shit like this.
How many black people are in Sweden?
About 3, 4. I'm just kidding. There's a lot of dudes from, like, Somalia and shit. You know what I mean? Cause,
pirates?
Africans. What? Africans.
He's saying pirates.
Somali pirates.
Yeah, not all of them pirates. But they're quite open to, you know, asylum seekers and all that shit. So, yeah. There's a couple of black people here and there.
Is racism real bad for you there?
What?
Is racism bad for you?
Racism is everywhere, man. So it's not something that I waste my time with. You know what I mean? So shit. As long as it's not up in my face or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm cool. I'm gonna get mad over every racist person out there. Can't do that.
Have you ever seen Attack the Block?
What?
You ever seen that movie called Attack the Block?
Nah, can't say I did.
No, I'm saying that movie, in my mind, I want Switzerland to be just like it was in Attack the Block. So I want y'all to be just like them people, but you haven't seen the movie, so you won't get the joke. So.
Right. You might as well explain it now that you done put this.
No, it's just hood and shit. That's all. It's aliens and hood and shit in London, and you know.
Are there any hoods in Sweden? Y'all got like hoods?
Yeah, but they kind of blow it out of proportion all the time. You know what I mean? As soon as you got more than a couple of black families in a particular area, they be calling that shit hood. And it's not even damn slave thing. So I don't get where they come up with that kind of definition. So, nah, it's pretty safe. I guess you could say that. It's pretty safe. You know, you're not gonna get shot.
Oh, okay. Does it get hot there, like weather wise?
Ah, shit, nah, not really, man. Not really. It's not as hot as back in Africa. Not like that. But we stepping into summer right now. But, you know.
Okay. My bad. I didn't mean to derail the NBA talk. I had to ask because he said it was big for black folks, so I had to ask him. But go ahead, Jern. What were you about to say about the playoffs, bro?
I mean, who's the team in? Who are the four teams that I should be looking for to go deep in the playoffs? Like, I mean, from the West, like, give me the top two teams from the West and give me the top two teams from the East. You know, somebody that, you know, Mr. Casual Observer, you know, I watch the NBA, but I watch the NBA. You know what I mean? So just let me know the two teams in the West I should be looking for to go deep and the two teams in the East, sir. That's all I'm asking.
I would have to say Oklahoma City and I'd have to say L.A.
LA,
as LA's in Lakers, LA. I'm sorry, I forgot. Okay. There is two LA's now.
Okay.
Yeah, the Lakers. As long as Kobe's still there, you gotta think they're gonna contend. And in the East, I gotta go with Chicago and Miami. One and two.
Solid. That's what I was thinking. I like that you said Kobe was still gonna be there because you know
I don't think Lakers will go far this year.
Ooh.
Why you say that?
Did I heard anybody for them to go anywhere deep in the playoffs, they need about 150% performance from Kobe because the rest of the team, they're not a solid team as it used to be. You know, I'm not saying them go far.
I mean, San Antonio just won like what 10 games, 11 games in a row, right?
Yeah, they
had
a nice little streak.
Yeah, I mean,
San Antonio.
I'm saying
San Antonio got hot. They did get hot, but I don't think that they're built. I don't think that they're going to beat out the Lakers or Oklahoma City and make it to the finals.
But you do know that San Antonio, Oklahoma is 42-15. San Antonio is 40-15. I'm looking at the numbers right now, and also they're the only. Oklahoma and San Antonio are the two teams that have a playoff spot right now.
Nah, look, remember what happened last year? Mm-hmm. The Spurs had 52 wins but before anybody got to 45.
That is true.
And they still fucked up in the playoffs. So
they got bounced by who? They got bounced by Oklahoma City, didn't they?
I mean, yeah, I mean they owed it. No,
they lost. They lost to Memphis.
I mean, they owed it.
Oh, that's
now.
Right. It was Memphis.
Lost to Memphis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did lose to Memphis.
And it was like Memphis threw the game, the last game of the season or something, because they ain't want to play the Lakers in the first round. They played the Spurs, you know. It was came into the last game of the season where they be the fifth seed or the sixth seed or some crap like that. And, you know, they threw the game so they didn't have to play the Lakers.
Miami would win the championship, though, if you ask me. Miami would win the championship. It's just – It feels kind of funny. It's not. I wouldn't put like the house on it, but I'll put a paycheck on it.
Can we go on record and saying Beezy puts a paycheck on the Heat
against who?
You know the field. You just said they was gonna win championship, so we going Beezy. I got the field. You got your paycheck. Come on, let's do it, boss.
No.
Come on, man. Let's make it interesting.
No. Okay, are you putting a paycheck up? Cause
I put a paycheck. We're going to put a paycheck up. I got the field. You got the Heat.
But if the Heat win, you probably ain't going to sell no card that week and then just say, it's my paycheck. Right? No?
Nah, man. I'm on track, man. Come on, man.
Nah.
I think Miami's going to choke. Somewhere along the line, Miami's going to choke because they're going to need LeBron put in work and it's going to choke like he always does.
Damn.
I don't know why people keep blaming LeBron. This man
I'm not blaming him. Like he does that all the time.
If you say that he's choking, that sounds like blaming him.
I'm not blaming him. I mean, first of all, I'm not happy he went to Miami, but that's another story. And he still chokes. So, shit.
Hey, move up to the mic a little bit, man.
What?
Pause.
No, I'm sorry. Move up to the mic or turn your volume up a little bit this time.
All right.
I appreciate it.
So you still mad about him going to Miami?
He's in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Sweden, nigga.
That's a joke, nigga. Go ahead.
That's a terrible joke.
Nah, I didn't want him to go to Miami, you know what I mean? I was expecting him to go to Chicago. That would have been a great addition to Chicago. But, well, that's another story. In Miami, I think you guys talked about this a couple episodes back. Like, he's got a lot of weight off him. I don't remember which one of y'all said that last time, but he's got a lot of weight off him. He ain't got to worry about a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you just got to pass the ball to Wade.
But, I mean, let's be honest. Anywhere he would have went, it would have been weight off his shoulder. But the fucking Cavs were horrible. So anywhere he went, if they had any other player that could do anything, it's a lot of weight off his shoulders.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be the whole big three situation. I mean,
agreed.
It'd be him and another good player. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be him, another good player, and Chris Bosh.
But why are people mad at LeBron when they weren't mad at Ray Allen and Paul Pierce?
Nobody cared about those three, and nobody cared. Like those are three NBA players that you get. They're on nobody's top 10 list. I mean, they're probably on somebody's top 10 list, but it's just like those three guys. Who cares about them? Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and then an old Kevin Garnett. When they got together, I was just like, who cares? When they won a title, I was hating, though. I ain't up front.
Of course. You hate? No.
I mean, Boston, you know I hate anything Boston. Oh, true story. When I first met B-Eazy, he used to have a Boston hat on. And I used to just be like, man, look at this old whack-ass nigga, man. This nigga whack as fuck. Nigga walk around with a Boston hat. I said, oh, my God. I was like, I can't stand this dude, bro. I was like, And I used to steal his little XXL magazines he used to bring to work. And so, you know, I worked on night shift. He worked on day shift. And so, you know, I was like, dang, who is this guy to keep reading XXL magazines? I used to always take them home. And, you know, then one day he was like, man, somebody stole a magazine. I was like, oh, that's that guy magazine. Good. He wore that Boston hat. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, and then, you know, but.
Now, finish the story. And then I found out who it was. And I approached you about it. And you said, you know what, man? My bad. And you bought me a subscription to XXL. And now we got cool.
Dang, that was gay. That, you see how gay his story was?
I'm just saying, nigga, that's the truth. That's the truth, yeah, though.
Anyway.
A happy ending in there.
Exactly. Yeah, he had to think a happy
ending. Oh, God.
But then one day I just asked him, I was like, yo, you like Boston? I said, you like the Red Sox? He was like, nah, my name just start with a B. I was like, oh, you know, so then I was like, dang, I felt bad, man. I was just, you know, then.
I got a lot of love for Boston, though. I'm secretly hoping to win another one day.
Ew. Disgusting.
Why not?
No, yeah. Listen, man. It's American. In America, you hate Boston. If you're not from Boston, you hate Boston. That's just how it is. You don't like anything Boston unless you're from Boston. And nah, I'm sorry. Can't
so do those
it.
Guys got those guys got close to 100 years combined experience.
God damn. Hold on, what? Who's got 30 years? Cause that doesn't add up in my head, but okay. They old as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But out of the East, I hate to admit it, but I don't think Chicago will come on top because after the last game with when Rose came back on, he was fucking up big time and his face, you know what I mean? It just looks like he's going to choke.
Hold on, did you say his face? His face, man.
I ain't got no stats to back that up, but his face.
You know what, though? Sean Kemp never won a championship, so that does mean a lot. I said, Sean Kemp never won a championship, and that nigga was ugly, so it does mean a lot. I understand.
Damn. Struggle face. But yeah, man.
I think the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be Boston and Miami.
I think Derrick Rose is going to just power through his injuries. It's not going to be good for him, but if he just power through him, he may get to the finals, to the Eastern Finals. I just feel that, you know, I don't know. My problem with Miami, I feel the switch will never get turned on. Should I pause that? Okay. I think we always feel like, oh, when he gets to the playoff, they're going to... I think this is the gear. I don't think it's no other gear. You know what I'm saying? I think they always saying, well, no, I think this is the gear. That's it. I think so when they get there and other teams are playing above their regular level, that may be the roadblock they have. But just right now, when they're on, they're on. And they're going to have home field advantage until they go against the Bulls. So they're going to be good.
Yeah, they're nearly unbeatable at home.
So. Yeah. Same.
Okay. I don't know. It should be interesting, man. I don't think that Chicago is as good as Derrick Rose is. Mm-hmm. They were playing better without him.
That is true. And they still got number one in the league.
Yeah, they was housing motherfuckers without him. He was sitting down for, what was it, 10 games or 12 games? Yeah. They was whooping people's ass. Like, they beat Miami by, like, 15 points.
Yeah, he's also too young to be getting hurt like this. I know that's a stupid thing to say. I just feel like he's just too young to be hurting like this.
Nigga don't eat nothing but gummy worms and shit. He don't eat nothing but candy.
Yeah, I think it's got to be his diet because that motherfucker, Allen Iverson, used to play harder. Mm-hmm. And Allen Iverson barely missed games until he got old.
That nigga back. Shit. Be like Artest. Nigga, he said he used to drink Henny at halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do. Man. You need to stay out there on the court and win the game. Them Bulls, that's scary. Like the Bulls in Oklahoma City, them motherfuckers, that's some scary teams because they're young as shit and they play like they've been shot with adrenaline right before the game. They just go. Yeah. So I don't know. We might be looking at the next two dynasties for a minute with them two cats.
If you think Westbrook and Durant can coexist, you think something's gonna click for Westbrook and be like, hey, you know you got one of the baddest scorers ever in the game right beside you. You don't have to take this shot, Russell. Pass it to this guy. You think it's gonna ever click to Russell? They're like, hey, let me defer to Durant because he is the man. You know what I mean? Because I think they could be magical, like you said, together, man. And, you know, when was the last tandem did we have in basketball?
Like a point guard and power forward type?
You know, just a tandem, yeah. Like a, you know, a duo. Like a Stockton Malone, like point guard scorer. That's what I'm talking about.
Shaq with whoever? Shaq with Wade.
Shaq and Wade was decent.
And then Shaq and Wade Bryant.
But I don't think, nah, but they didn't have the long. I mean, you're talking about like Shaq and Bryant didn't even work together. They were just on the same team. It wasn't like they was working out together.
Yeah, them niggas hated each other.
Yeah, Stockton Malone may really be the last one. For real. And I think these two cats could do that if, you know, because Westbrook is a beast. It's kind of hard to contain yourself when you can dunk from the free throw line and you're faster than most anybody that guards you.
You're bigger.
You're bigger than everybody else. It's like, what the fuck? I forgot he's on the team. Yeah. That whole team is talented, man.
I think they just need to get, they're going to cut their teeth in the playoffs. It's not their year yet. I really believe the Thunder might make it to the finals, but they're not going to win it. You know, because it, you know how it go. You have to go through that progression before you win the title. And I think, didn't they make it to the finals last year?
Nah, they lost the round before. Oh, yeah, they won the conference. Yeah, they won the conference finals, my bad.
Yeah, they lost, you know, so, and I think it's just, you know, is that they're making a progression towards building a championship. They got all the keys together. I just think this year they'll probably make it to the finals, but next year they'll win it, you know. But this year I think it's the Heat, you know, just because it's just, they just better than everybody else, you know, because for them, like I said, it's the Heat's year, man. I'm not going into detail about it. I've said it before. It's LeBron's year. I hate to say it. But you know
what's up? You know I'm going to Miami, so I hope we get it.
You're one of the El Hito fans.
Yep, I came. The Heatles. I came with the decision.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. At least you.
I really had to. It took me a minute. Like I didn't know which way I was going to go because I've been a Cleveland fan for 7 years, and then
Cleveland fan.
Yeah. Where I came in, that's where I went. Say you are like me.
I'm a Kobe fan. I'm not a Laker fan.
Nah, I got to explain it. I was with him, you know. And even when they made Dan Snyder was making his little moves, I was like, all right, he trying to do something. I can ride with the squad. It was tough. But then when them motherfuckers turned their back on LeBron like that, I was like, oh shit, I can't help it but to go to Miami. I can't ride with them niggas like that, man. That shit was horrible. Mm. So I had to roll out. So that's where it's at. Miami.
So you're a LeBron fan?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So yeah, like I said, you wasn't a Cleveland fan. You was a LeBron fan. It's different. Hey,
it's not different.
It is different.
It's not different. I was a Cleveland fan because of LeBron.
You're a LeBron fan.
When LeBron was there, I was rocking with the whole team.
Okay. If you were a Cleveland fan, you still would have been liking Cleveland even though LeBron is gone.
Hey, I don't like hate. And that organization's full of hate, so I had to roll out.
It's the decision. Okay, folks, moving along, man. We are a hip-hop site, right? You know, you guys know that, right? We're hip-hop, R&B, you know, sports site. But I want to talk about some music right now. Nicki Minaj, her sophomore album, Roman Reloaded, dropped. And according to some figures I'm hearing, it's already platinum in Europe. So that should mean...
Eddie got like 30 copies.
Yes.
Hey, man, I listened to that album, man. The only thing I remember from Nicki Minaj is me trying to Google pictures of her ass. Not, like, apart from that, man, there's nothing. The album sucks, man.
And he's in Europe, my nigga. And he's in Europe telling you the album sucks. he said, it ain't platinum over here, nigga.
I can stand this shit, man. I was secretly hoping somebody would like go through all Nicki Minaj videos and just like edit out the part where she's showing her ass to make a video out of it. You know what I mean? That's the best thing Nicki Minaj can do for the people.
Thank you.
Spoken like a true man, you know. That's, you know. Okay. But I mean, okay. Easy. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the album? First of all, I know you dispute the million sold in Europe, but you said that doesn't count or something.
Well, first of all, that's not true. If you want to be straight out, that's just not true.
How's it not true?
First of all, where the fuck did you hear this shit from me to take out?
I heard it on the radio.
First of all, that's not true. Now, Starship, the singles, is platinum in America. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't work like that. She doesn't have a platinum plaque already. It doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? The week has not passed. It's not Wednesday, so it didn't work like that. That's what I'm saying. Okay, this is my problem with Nicki Minaj, and I said this last time, so if anybody heard the last episode, I apologize. My problem with Nicki Minaj is, I feel that just because you make pop music doesn't necessarily mean it's good music. Second of all, I understand she lied and said this is her album, she went back to rapping. This is not the album she went back to rapping. My problem with the album, one thing is sequencing. It has some of the worst sequencing on the album I've ever heard in a while. It's like four back-to-back songs produced by the same motherfuckers with the same fucking beat. And it's not good pop music. That's the thing about it. It's just not good pop music to begin with. I respect what she's trying to do. I know she's trying to get the money. But like I told Jerm, if Taylor Swift started rapping, that don't mean it's good rap. So just because she says she's trying to brand out whatever, that doesn't necessarily good. Now, I am proud of her. But I always feel that when you do cross over, you are hitting the clock. You're hitting the clock on your time. Your time, your longevity does take a hit because, you know, it's artists out there who always made that kind of music. Now, of course, you're supposed to branch out. I get branching out, but totally just jumping out the window, two different things. And I think on some of these songs, she just jumped out the fucking window. She went and got people that made certain kind of music and just got beats from them. And that's just jumping out the window. Now, I think Saul said what you and Saul said what female rapper doesn't sing, and I get that. Singing is fine. Shit, Drake just made an album that had Jamie XX on there, who makes that kind of music, but he kind of made it something different. And he put his spin on it. I don't think Nicki Minaj is putting her spin on the pop music she wants to make, and that's the problem. If you go on Wikipedia, her album is listed as hip hop, pop, Eurodance, and electro. What the fuck?
That sounds like every album that's come out since 2010.
No. Every album does not have electro dance on it. Euro dance on it. No. No.
Kanye did it.
So every album has Euro dance on it.
Of course I'm being facetious, man. I'm not saying every single album, but there's more than not. Yeah. There's more songs than not.
Like that. Listen,
Rihanna, Kanye, Chris Brown, all the fucking top albums have that shit on there because that's what sells.
But you know what, though? This is the problem. Is it selling? Or I'm sorry, I'm gonna put it this way. Is this what the kids want, or is this what we giving them? It's two different things. It's two different things saying, this is what's selling. Reggaeton sold, but then nobody wanna buy that shit after a while. You know what I'm saying? But
if it's selling, then somebody apparently wants it.
Reggaeton ain't selling, I'm just saying. And it's not selling like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was selling, Skrillex would be the number one artist in America. He's not. He's number one dance artist in America, DJ in America. Deadmau5 is number one, but it's not number one. It's just hot right now. I just feel like, okay, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. When black folks make white folks music, something's fucking wrong. That's what I'm saying. We're supposed to be the leaders in music, and we're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? We're just copying what other people are doing because we're trying to make the white folks money, and that's not the way we should do about it. I think that we always have been ahead of the curve, but now we're hustling backwards, as they say. So I don't know. That's just my feel. I feel that if we would follow this blueprint, NWA would never been around, Dr. Dre, the Chronic would never been around, Biggie would, and so forth. It would just been us trying to, you know, put on Beatles mop heads when Beatles was copying fucking Ike and Tina Turner. You know what I'm saying? We're hustling backwards. That's all I'm trying to say. And that's the end of my
biggest difference. The biggest difference between then and now is that we spent money on music. We don't buy shit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't buy shit. So at the end of the day, these cats still have to make their money and make their living. And if the people that you're trying to cater to don't buy your albums, you start doing other shit. This is regular progression. This is survival of the fittest.
Do you think... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And in the Euro shit, whether we think it's the best shit out there or not, I'm not even saying it's good music, but all the little lights and shit like that on Kanye's album is straight Euro club music, and this shit was a banger, and people loved it.
I don't think Kanye just jumped out the window and just said, you know what, I'm just making this. I don't think you can say, you know what, I don't hear Kanye in their songs already. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you can say.
Nigga, how many of us knew that? What's the dude's name? The guy that he got on there, Ivan B or some shit.
But
how many of us
knew
who that was? Yes. How many of us knew who the fuck that was before Kanye grabbed
it? You want me to answer that question?
Go for it.
Yeah, I knew who he was.
That's one person on the call with four people.
I didn't know who he was.
I didn't know. Who else knew?
Lost in the Woods,
25% of the population knew who he was before the album came out. And after that, this nigga's on Saturday Night Live. This nigga's doing everything over here because he was big over there where they sell albums.
Over there? No. Bonavir is from Wisconsin, dog.
How many people over here knew who the fuck he was?
I'm saying he doesn't make that kind of music. Bonavir makes wilderness music.
Anytime I heard his name, somebody had an accent was saying his name.
Bonavir, he's just amazing American. He makes music like his videos is just fucking wilderness and fucking Wisconsin in the cold. He doesn't make electro at all. He just uses auto-tune because he can't sing.
But the people that supported his music were American?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anybody without an accent saying his name.
No. I'm not just trying to say shit just to be like, whatever. I'm telling you,
I'm not disagreeing with you. This is just my experience. We had two different experiences. And from my experience, I didn't hear anybody saying that nigga's name or mentioning him if they didn't have an accent.
But first of all, let's be real. Justin Vernon is the guy you're talking about. Bonavir is a group. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and now that you've said that straight, what does that
change? Hold on. When I say shit, first of all, we are a podcast, and I'm just putting this out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting this out here. I was just saying, I didn't want niggas to think we had it wrong. That's the first thing I want to say. Second of all, I said Justin Vernon because this guy is just a regular guy. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. He wasn't touring overseas like that. It was just him basically choosing that name. It's just, you know, it's alternative music. That's what it is. It's indie rock, indie folk, whatever the fuck. It's folk music. That's what I wanted to say. It's folk music.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Moving along. Good news for Nicki Minaj, though, fellas. After that, you know, session of learning about Bon Iver and everything, I know. Now I want to listen to his music. And, you know,
straight to sleep.
We just found out that Nicki Minaj was the first female rapper to ever have the number one album in the UK. So shouts out to Nicki for that. You know, hip hop still winning, baby.
Let me ask you a question. Yes. And here's a question. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Didn't you just say in Wikipedia it was pop, dance, Euro this, Euro that? So how does that classify as hip hop?
Because it's hip-hop. It's Nicki Minaj. She's a hip-hop act.
And I also want to point out that according to Wikipedia, Bon Iver's only metal albums are all overseas.
No. Okay.
Australia, UK.
Can you read
I'm not looking at what it says, man.
No, I'm saying read it.
They can. Oh, God.
Okay. Like I said, man, you know what? My bad. Listen. Bon Iver is from Europe. It's one guy. And he does electro and European music. My bad. Zing it like that. That's not true, but I'm gonna say that's what it means.
Cool. Bon Iver, he made the Frocast. Everybody, mark your calendars, Frocast 24. We talk Bon Iver, baby. That's how we do it over here at Frocast.
But I do know that he had mono and Justin Vernon made that album in Wisconsin in a cabin. 2 months, the last album they did that won the best alternative and best album of the year. And it had to be that, it had to get best album of the year if it was made. Okay, never mind. Go ahead, though.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that his album that moved units, that went gold, was not in the United States. Wow. It went gold everywhere outside the United States.
I get that, but okay, you're not listening.
So that goes back to my original point.
But it also won best alternative music album and best new artist in the United States also, too. I'm just saying.
Right, but it didn't sell.
Look, put it this way. At the Brit Awards, it has Best International Male Soul Artist and Best International Breakthrough Act. If he's from over there, they wouldn't have tagged him.
I didn't say he was from over there. What I said is that the motherfucker moved units and was popular over there.
But he was okay.
His gold albums are over there. Okay. There's nothing to even dispute.
Okay.
His albums that went gold were not in the United States.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what's considered gold over there?
500,000.
No, it's not. But go ahead though.
Okay, what's going on there for all this?
I know nothing. Hey. I know nothing, so shut the fuck up.
I'm not saying nothing no more.
Like I said, I wasn't.
This is what we have to deal with at the NAPI Afro offices, people. This is what the red tape we have to go through, known as Be Easy, to get things done. You should see how all the paperwork we have to fill out just to get a posted on NAPI Afro is a mess. So, you know, this is what we have to deal with, people. But, yeah, moving along. Sorry, Nicki Minaj, man. You know, we always shout you out every forecast, and there it was.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be doing any interviews with NAPIAfro.com anytime.
Yeah, man.
Okay,
you
know. This is a question I want to ask about that, though. Is that, okay, Drake and Lil Wayne sold a lot of records this go around.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think she went down 100,000 albums? I mean, this is not me saying whatever. This is just me asking the question.
Maybe 100,000 of her fans just didn't have money with the week it came out. I don't know.
So that's your excuse.
I mean, I feel like
hold on, that's your excuse. Seriously, I'm just asking. What do you feel happened? Because Weezy is selling a lot of records. You know what I'm saying? And Drake sold a lot of records. Like, both of the niggas sold a great amount of records. So I thought she was gonna say, I'll sell Drake the first week.
What's her numbers? What's her first week numbers?
250. And she sold 350 last year.
Okay.
Before last album.
That's fine. I mean, last album was a debut. This is a sophomore. That's fine. You got to look about it. This is a marathon, not a sprint.
But no,
she's going to have single, another. I mean, she's going to sell consistent. I mean, you know, it's going to go platinum again.
Let me ask you this question, though. Do you, and this may be a terrible thing to say, I mean, could her stick be getting old to some people?
Nah, I just think, you know.
I mean, it's possible anybody. I mean, I always say if Pac and B was alive, they would have, you know, they would have went through a part time. People was like, I'm tired of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's especially Tupac.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I feel that. So I just feel that maybe, I mean, if she's the most influential quote unquote rapper that New York Times say she is, I mean, shouldn't she be? I'm just saying.
I think from what I heard, this album basically isn't as good as the first one.
Mm.
It flat out, and when it leaked and people heard it, they didn't like it, so they didn't buy it.
And you know, women are your best fans. They're also your fickle fans too. They can turn. You know what I mean? I feel women can turn really quickly and be like, I don't like that bitch no more.
They'll turn, but at least they'll spend the money. We might like you, and then we don't like you, and you still get the same result at the cash register.
Oh, niggas, I know. It's niggas I know who favorite rapper they never bought an album from.
Exactly. So
I fuck with that nigga, you know, son.
Exactly.
You about to have fuck nah, nigga. What I look like?
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, I think the album just isn't as good, and maybe that's showing up in the first week. Maybe, you know.
I mean, but
the, once, the way but she once, picked her singles, or
yeah, but once again, Lil Wayne album was as good as the last album, and he sold 750,000 copies.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. We can't really put
900,000 copies.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say? 750. I'm sorry. You're right. 900,000 copies. You're right, Jerm.
Yeah, I'm admitting that you're right, Jerm. We don't understand Lil Wayne's phenomenon at all yet. We're still trying to figure that shit out.
Being the greatest rapper alive.
What about Drake then?
What?
Even Eddie had to hop in on that. Hey,
what?
Did y'all say Lil Wayne is the best rapper?
No. He said that.
Jerm said that.
I said that. Yes, Lil Wayne, the greatest
rapper. Based on what? Record sale?
Based on
his catalog. I mean, I'm not even talking about sales because he's not a top. You know, he's not in that top. I mean, he sold a lot of records, but I'm just talking about skills. Squad Up albums, Carter 3. Dedication 1, 2,
Dedication
Drop
3,
man, No Ceilings, period. I mean,
so you're basically saying just cause it's the quote hardest working rapper unquote in the game is the best rapper alive. That don't make any sense to me, man.
I just gave you albums.
It sounded to me like you're talking about the amount of albums and mixtapes he released.
No. I just named the quality shit showing you why. The stuff I named is like, you listen to that, you be like, oh, Wayne is that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that's the shit I gave you. I just wasn't just naming just like, you know, random shit. I was just naming right. some serious Wayne. Well, Wayne, well, you know, he was.
You know what's funny, though? You know what's funny, though? And, you know, hit the bell because I'm finna bring JG's name in this. No, I'm just saying that, like, when I talk to people about Jay-Z and they talk about Jay-Z not the best rapper alive, they always bring up his bad stuff. And that weighs on me. Say, what about Volume 1? What about this? And what about that? And that's fine. But I just noticed when Jern brings up Wayne, he didn't bring up his failures. He don't bring up the rebirths. He don't bring up the I'm not a Martian. I'm a Martian, not a human being, all that shit. He don't bring up the fails as much. And I think the fails mean just as much as, you know, as the triumphs, I think, right?
Oh, okay. You're talking about when he was just doing something different? I was talking about when, like, Jay-Z tried to sing on Lift Off or Take Off.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
I mean, you know.
I'm just saying the point I'm trying to prove is it just feels like when we talk about it, you just bring it.
Blueprint 3.
Exactly. I'm saying. I like Blueprint 3. You know that. I'm just saying the point is that my point I'm just making was
you like
that.
Blueprint 3?
Yeah, I like Blueprint 3. I remember when On to the Next, we listened On to the Next One, and Jerm hated that song. He later loved that song. But I mean, like, I think that the fact that Jay-Z is 42 and still a premier MC is ridiculous.
42 niggas, stop. The niggas not even 42. Fuck out of here, nigga.
I'm just saying, I think
he tried to slip one in on the nation, y'all. Don't believe nothing be easy to say, man.
I think the only thing the only reason people still listen to Jay-Z is because of the catalog he got behind him. You know what I mean? They're not necessarily. I'm talking about real fans of his. You know what I mean? I know a couple people over here that are big fans, and they only listen to him just because of the shit he dropped years back. You know what I mean? They don't necessarily like his new shit because it suck, but they still listen to him.
Good
like,
God!
Jay-Z, you know what I mean? That don't make any sense. You know, you can't be like, well, it kind of suck, but well, it's Jay-Z.
That's what I've been saying. I've been saying Jay-Z been spitting some ass lyrics lately, and I'm not, you know, I'm a Jay-Z fan.
No, the fuck you
not. I like Jay-Z. Oh,
ever since Jay-Z took your girlfriend in 99, you ain't like that nigga since. Let's be real.
Anyway, yeah, I told you I used to mess with Beyonce. Took Beyonce from me.
Hold on.
I'm upset about that.
Hey,
I'm upset about that.
So, Eddie, who is your favorite MC then?
Who is my favorite MC?
Yeah. Man. You better say some shit.
Who's my favorite MC? Right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say Fonte.
I can't say nothing about it. That's a good pick.
What? That's a good pick. I'm gonna get it.
That's a good pick.
He said the hometown boy.
But if you would say,
I'd have to say Fonte.
Overall, like, who would you say? Like, who's your favorite rapper of all time?
My favorite rapper of all time.
Yes.
There comes some good shit.
God damn.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Okay. If I had to listen to one rapper till Kingdom Come, it'd have to be Big.
I can't hate on that.
A Big Pun. But definitely not Jay-Z, Tupac. I'm not shitting on Jay-Z, Tupac, and Nas, but forgive me, Jay-Z, Tupac, and Nas fans, I think they're overhyped. You guys want to talk about overhyped MCs? I'm not saying they're not good MCs, I'm not saying they're not dope MCs, but they're overhyped, you know what I mean? There's more hype than the actual skill.
You know Peabody, I mean? Put on your Peabody, stop the Frocast right now. I just want to pause for a second while Peabody turns off this Frocast. Okay, Peabody has turned it off now. Speaking of overhyped rappers, yes, I'm glad you brought that up, Eddie. Overhyped rappers, we just had one on the site the other day, Jay Electronica, I believe his name is. Mm-hmm. And I believe he is severely overhyped. I mean, it's a lot of rappers that got overhyped over the years that we didn't see. One, like he just named Tupac. You know, if he wouldn't have died, Tupac wouldn't have been as great as he is. And because I think Tupac, he had like three more garbage albums in him, and then, you know, he would have had a career of mediocrity. I'm just being real. I mean, Tupac had some good songs, but his albums were garbage. He had Machiavelli was dope. All Eyes on Me with some nice cuts could have been one solid album, but instead he made a double album with a lot of filler. I take it back. I forgot the other one. What was it called? Me Against the World. Mm-hmm. Pretty good album. I mean, you had some cuts on there that could have been, you know, taken off, but it was a pretty good album. But the rest of the shit that Strictly for My listen to Pac. You know what I'm saying? Pac was very overrated. Like I said, Jay Electronica, he rhymed harmonica, electronica, and Hanukkah, and niggas lost their fucking minds.
Hold on. Because I don't know if I asked. So what do you think about Jay Electronica?
I think what was the name of that song? Plan A or Plan B? Whatever.
Exhibit A and
Exhibit. Yeah, thank you.
Exhibit B, yeah.
He had mad talent on that song. But outside of that, I gotta agree with everybody else. He seems to be overhyped.
Yeah, listen.
Just like AZ. AZ came in, visualizing the realism, right to reality. Fuck the
fellas. I think AZ's actually slept on.
Oh, see, there you go. Anyway, go ahead.
AZ's got some bars.
I gotta agree on that one.
No,
AZ got bars for you.
Yeah, about Electronica. Now, let me say this. The last few times I've written about him, I've said that I think, you know, he's not living up to the billing. I think what it was is at a time when he came in, it was a lot of ringtone rapping. I think it was just towards the internet era, and he was just I think a lot of people just felt it was realer. It was realer music. You know what I'm saying? I always said that I think that in the future, it's going to have to be a more divide of flashy rap and conscious rap, just because flashy rap is just making rappers lose touch with people now. You know what I'm saying? It's places for it. Shit, when I get paid, I listen to some of the most ignorant flashy music in the history. I get money every Friday. I got plenty of money. That's the song I listen to.
Then he pays his bills and listen to Tupac.
Exactly. But no, I'm just saying, and I just said when Jay Electronica came around, it was people's like, oh shit, because it wasn't like and for some reason Todd Kweli is the flag waver for conscious rap, but he doesn't make good music all the time though, or music at all sometimes. And I think when
I think his last album sucked.
Yeah, and I think
his last three sucked.
You think his whole catalog sucked?
Eardrum?
You know I ain't listening to that shit. It's Talib Kweli. The fuck I'm listening to him for?
No, I just think that, and then Jay Electronica had a thing about him where he felt it was all rap music, so he would be
cool. I read your review, but I ain't listened to the album.
I just feel Jay Electronica, he did a thing where he would be cool with Puff Daddy, and then he would be cool with, like, you know, Mos Def, and it threw niggas off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't care who he dealt with. Shit, he doing fucking EP with fucking Lil B in the future.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, Lil Wayne was doing shit with fucking pop singers and all kinds of shit.
He just thought all rappers shouldn't be like categorized to the point where Waka Flocka couldn't do shit with, you know what I'm saying, with Mos Def. He felt like all rappers should just be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't
but I think it works depending on the product that you put behind it.
Of course.
I think you could do a song with anybody if you're putting out good music. And that nigga was just overhyped. He came in at a time, like you said it perfect. He came in, we was looking for the next shit. He came in and got that title, and then there was nothing to follow it up. Just kind of like the way Lauryn Hill came in.
Yeah.
She was the shit when she came in, and she couldn't follow up that album. what good album did she put out after Miss Education?
Hey, man.
That's what I thought. And I'm not saying that she wasn't bad. I'm saying that she came in, and when she put that album out, there was so much hype, there was no way she was going to be able to live up to that. It was impossible. And I think maybe the same thing happened with Jay. He came out and he put out that one hit song that was a banger. Everybody loved that shit. And then it was like, okay, do something else. And he couldn't follow it up.
But he didn't do anything, though. I mean, it'd be different. He was like, he kept putting out shit and didn't want to work. And he just like, fuck it. He's like, Jay-Z gave him that money, and he was like, fuck it. I'm traveling the world, and that's it, nigga.
I feel like he cut some more singles because we put them on the sites, and they just didn't grab like that.
Well, but it was few and far between. Think about it. The last song he had before the song with Mobb Deep last year was like in 2010. You know what I'm saying? He did the Ghost of Christopher Wallace, which was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it was fucking 9 minutes long, and most of it was Puffy just ad-libbing. He just made weird choices.
That's that same Lauryn Hill factor. Exactly. You're so busy trying to outdo that first big hit, you're doing retarded shit. Nobody wants to listen to a 9 minute song from anybody.
I used to listen to Lauryn Hill and tap my feet.
Then the big fight album didn't have no beat.
Right. The game, exactly.
Hey, MTV, that Lauryn Hill unplugged, that was some real shit on there, man.
I mean, real as far as what?
I mean, she went beyond the whole. The whole conventional rap, you know what I mean? She just spit up what was real to her at the time, you know what I mean?
But she rapped on like three songs on that whole double disc.
Oh yeah, that was one of my.
I'm talking about rap. I'm talking about lyrics. You know what I mean? I'm talking about the material, lyrics wise, the material she put out with the whole unplugged.
But some songs weren't even finished though. Some songs like she would say this song.
Yeah, I mean,
this song didn't have no name. This song didn't have no name. This song is not even finished. I'm like, why are you playing it then? You know what I'm saying? Like some shit was
same chords for 20 songs.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? She was on the brink of breaking down. She had to let the songs out. Otherwise, it'll never be dropped.
Well, she broke down.
It happened anyway, right?
Yeah, well, it happened anyway. So. Put that album out, she still went fucking crazy.
Fellas, quick question, fellas. Lauryn Hill, did you ever think she looked good? Easy, go. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
It's all right?
Hell yeah.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I disagree, but go ahead.
You know, she's too skinny for you.
Yeah, I mean, I just never thought she was cute, man. And niggas be like, when she found, I'm like, nah, bro, calm down.
She
was like a little bug or something, man. She was like a little bug, man.
So who was the finest female rapper of the year, Trina?
Finest female rapper?
Yeah.
Probably Trina. To you, probably Trina.
Ain't that many female rappers? Yeah, it probably mean to me, Trina, yeah, I guess. I mean, hey, Zach. Trina.
Queen Latifah.
No.
For what? the strongest female MC.
I ain't saying who I need to help me fix a car. I mean, pull this engine out of Chevy. You know.
It's by far Queen Latifah. The female MC I would at least want to fight Queen Latifah again. I would not slap box with Queen Latifah. She would smack the shit out of me.
Gangsta Boo around about 98. You know, she was like,
you know what? Because you feel like if you met her, you can fuck her. Mm. Am I right?
She was real approachable.
It was real attainable. Mm. She was fucking DJ Paul. That nigga had one arm. I know I can fuck. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I can see Peabody comment now. He has arms. One is just he has a degenerative feature where he was.
AKA baby arm. That's what it's called. Come on.
He has a T-Rex.
But I bet you that wrist, that watch on his wrist on that little broke arm is more than you ever made, dude.
Man, come on, man. You know that ain't right, man.
That is true. Everything said it was true.
He said 20. He 27, not 25.
Who do you think right now is overhyped and will never make it to that level?
Overhyped rappers now?
Right now.
Okay, I'm gonna say Jay-Z is overhyped now.
God damn, and never make it to that. And never make it to that level.
No. Listen, can I explain? I just think Jay-Z. Like I said, he was dope back in the day, but now he's just like, you know, he's living off that past fame, and you know he's just overhyped now. I mean, he's spitting some candy bars, nigga. Mm-hmm. Candy bars.
So my question. So the verse on the Drake album, Candy Bar.
And then, you know, other overhyped rappers.
He won't answer it. Y'all don't give me no verses shit. Okay. See,
Just come back to me, man. Go ahead, Easy. Who do you think some overhyped cats are these days, man?
I think Jed Drunker is actually overhyped. I think that one person who in danger of being overhyped, just in danger, is Kendrick Lamar. Because because him and Snoop Dogg and Game and Dre saying he the future of the West Coast, and him and Dre done did 30 songs together, and you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, his last album sold 5,000 copies, which was good for an independent album, but I mean, just saying.
Kendrick Lamar.
So, in danger. What about you, Eddie?
Overrated rapper right now. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to add the whole, he's not going to make it to that level part, but I think Drake is way overrated.
Mm. Drake can put work in, though, but, you know.
Is it Drake or Dre?
Drake.
Drake, okay.
Drake. Dreezy Drake.
Okay.
That Jew nigga from Toronto. Damn. I think he's, I'm not saying he's not a good rapper, but he's too one-lane. You know what I mean? Whenever I listen to Drake songs in succession, if I listen to three songs, by the time I get to the fourth one, it sounds like all the other songs, and I don't want to listen to this shit no more. You know what I mean? I could never listen to a whole Drake album because that shit. I mean, the songs may be alright, but I can't listen. I can't take it all at once. You know what I mean? So, he's way overrated. You know what I mean? Lyrically, he's alright, but not as much as the hype.
I think a lot of people start making Drake songs for a second though. I think people who, I mean, like, I'm on one, that's a Drake song. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of these songs that come out sometime now are like Drake songs. I think I like Drake a lot. I think
pause.
Yeah, and I didn't think I did. Like, you know, like you listen to somebody, wait a minute, I listen to that album a lot. I think last year's album was one of the best two albums of last year.
It could have just been catchy.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
You know? It's catchy as shit now.
But you say two albums or so, we know what the other one was, then never mind.
Salute Me and Shoot Me. No, can I say it?
We know what it is, man.
Can I say it, though?
Go ahead and say
it. I ain't said it in a long time. Watch the motherfucking throne, nigga. That's the best album of last year, hands down.
Too bad we didn't think that on Nappy Afro.
y'all niggas was gay for that shit. Y'all know that shit with no more Afro, that shit, man.
What, nigga? I have not listened to that shit 5 times silent.
But y'all listen to any music at all?
This is terrible, man. This shit is terrible.
I wouldn't say it was terrible. I just don't think it was better than Fonte or Roots.
It wasn't even better than J. Cole album.
Yeah. Okay, so hold on. Back up. So y'all listen to the Roots right now, every day?
Nope.
Okay. I just listened to the Roots on my drive. Yeah,
I just listened to Watch the Throne on my drive.
Of course you did.
Okay, right. Of course you did, nigga.
You're vested. Of course you did. You have to like the album. You like,
man, not when I'm by my fucking self.
Gotta make myself like this album, man. I just got to, man. That's what you're doing to yourself, man. You're forcing yourself to like it.
Did y'all even like the new Kanye stuff that came out recently?
It was all right. Speaking of Kanye.
Oh, the Theraflu shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went hard on that shit.
Thank you, see?
Yeah.
You went hard on that shit.
Speaking of Kanye, man, does he have the new girlfriend? I heard Kim K. Is that true, Easy? Since you're the Rockefeller, person on this site, you know.
First of all, I hate Kim Kardashian so fucking much, but I think they both, it's on some fucking fame whore shit. You know what I'm saying? The day the album comes out, that's the day y'all start announcing y'all dating? I'm just saying, it's kind of... Not album, the day the song released, that's the day they seen out going to see the fucking Hunger Games. It's kind of, I don't like that. That's just me, though.
I heard they're going to have a new reality show.
It wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem at all. So.
Called Kanye and Kim Take New York or some shit?
I hope not.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, that whole family apparently it was... The Kardashians were known for trying to get these shows with their mates. Like the whole Lamar Odom and what's Lamar and Chloe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently there was another nigga that used to be in Lamar's spot. And when they approached him about doing the show, he said he didn't want to do the show. And all of a sudden she came up in a relationship with Lamar. So.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I forget the dude's name. He was a former basketball player too.
Word.
He was some cat that does music.
He was blaming on that shit. It's like, nah, I ain't playing well because of the show I got with
Yeah. Oh, talking about Lamar getting dropped from the Dallas Mavericks today or yesterday.
Yeah.
So where is he at now? Is he just a free agent, or what's the deal with that?
He's marked. He's been dropped. Is it? He's done for the year. He's marked as inactive.
Oh, so they didn't release him. They just put him on the damn inactive list.
No. He's released, but he supposedly, you know, the players union, he's marked as inactive.
That's weird. So he can't even come back if he wanted to?
I think he said he would take off, this year, and him and Chloe go somewhere, and then he come back next year.
He didn't take his dumb ass back to L.A.
and play for him. Hey, matter what he said, maybe he can be a ball boy this year.
Oh, damn.
And then play next year.
I mean, that trade fucked him up, though. Fucked him up.
You know, I made up he said that shit because he know niggas don't approach him. He's not with a nigga would come my face say some shit to me.
Yeah, that motherfucker's not stable, bro. He just say what the fuck he wants to. He on his meds. He popping meds like he said it probably. All
right, man. But yeah, man, I feel the same way about Kim K. I'm not a big fan either, man. If I could get one free swing on her, I would take it. And I don't hit women at all. Yeah, I don't hit women
at all.
That's
so bad at Kim Kardashian.
But you know what, though? I would still fuck, though.
I would still get you know, one free hit, I try to knock her out with one blow.
You're supposed to hate fucker.
I wouldn't even want to do that. I mean, I don't. Man, I just, no.
Why are y'all so bad at Kim Kardashian?
Why are you hating on Kim K?
Because she's another overhyped person, I believe. I mean, it just, because there's nothing about it. Like, I saw the Ray J tape, and I mean, you know, she was a lazy lay.
She's going to jiggle.
Yeah, she let Ray J bust in her mouth.
So what?
I'm just saying, I mean, that's the only thing I thought I liked in that whole video.
I mean, it was so.
Are y'all mad that she got smutted out and became famous?
No, I'm mad that she got smutted out and she didn't even perform.
I'm mad because she has no talent.
Exactly, she has nothing. She offers nothing. And then niggas be like, well, like my homeboy, he like, man, you can't tell me nothing wrong about her, man. Look at that ass, man. I'm like, man, look at that ass.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as Hollywood goes, it's full of pretty women who have nothing to offer.
She can't.
Halle Berry hasn't acted a good role since fucking Losing Isaiah.
But she has acted, though.
Exactly.
But she has acted. What Kim Kardashian, what has she done?
Halle Berry did Baps, dog. You can't say nothing.
I heard Halle Berry pussies don't get wet.
God damn. Wow, on that note,
Hey, can I say something? I did hear her pussy wasn't shit, though. I mean, I heard she was terrible in bed. That's why I've been hearing that shit since she was messing with David Justice.
Yeah, but who said it? Was it David Justice? Was it a nigga like you that just...
I've been hearing that shit years ago. David Justice said,
David Justice got caught with a prostitute.
Yeah, because he wasn't getting that pussy at the house.
Eric Benet, he was just like, look, man, Halle ain't doing enough for me, man. I mean, if you look at Halle Berry, man, like, she's like, you know, like, she was beautiful in the 90s, I guess, you know what I'm saying, but now she just look like, you're not that hot. Like, if, you know, it's weird, man. She's not as hot as she used to be when I was younger.
She's 40-something years old.
I'm not co-signing any of that shit. Hallie's still fine. I just think that Kim Kardashian is the same shit as Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash was in.
A lot of these pretty motherfuckers who... Yeah, but she wasn't good.
She was talking about money.
Talent. She still wasn't good. That movie was horrible.
Okay,
as far as her
exactly. That, I'm just saying. At least she took the time to
exactly.
Kim Kardashian has a movie coming out with Tyler Perry. She'll probably have another movie coming out. So if she makes three movies, it's acceptable.
No. She skipped the line. She skipped the line too. Because she skipped the line. She's in it because she's in it because she's Kim Kardashian. She didn't like Stacey Dash had to probably go through 100 auditions at one point in time in her life. You know what I'm saying? And get told no, yes, no. All Kim Kardashian did was fuck on camera, fuck Ray J, been friend with Paris Hilton, and that's it. And she, you know, this is my problem. My problem is, I'm making a rate issue really fast. If it was a black girl who fucked on camera, they would not let her sell perfume to preteens and fucking Macy's. Let's just be real about that shit. Let's be totally real about that shit. That's another reason I hate that shit, because it's not a level playing field. So,
yeah, man. Speaking of
one reason I can't be mad at the hoe is because I mean
mad at the hoe.
If she hustles, whatever, however she does it, she fucks on camera and whatnot, and she still makes some money. I mean, if it was your dude doing that, you wouldn't hate on him, right? So shit, you just can't hate on that. You can't hate on her.
No, I'm not.
On camera, and she got no talent and. Everybody knows that, but she still, I don't know if she gets paid for those reality shows or whatever, but she if she gets paid that way, then fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I agree with you. I feel like Hollywood is just full of pretty women. A lot of, like 90% of them don't have shit to offer but being pretty, and I feel like it's the same shit.
At least Charlize Theron can, you know, give me a good movie out the deal. At least give me some pretty Taraji P. Henson gonna give me a good movie out the
deal. And for every one of them you named, there's a Stacey Dash, there's a Halle Berry, there's a motherfucker that's in there pretty that hasn't done shit.
Halle Berry got an Oscar, bruh.
For fucking. She got an Oscar for doing Kim Kardashian.
No, it's not the same.
No, exactly. And Halle Berry's scene was way better. Way
that
better.
Is true. Made me feel good.
Made me feel good. Come on, man.
Oh God! You know what? Ever since then, no, her stock had dropped as far as looks, though.
Yeah, I mean, it just—I don't know, man. But Billy Bob was old, nasty. Ugh, ugh, ugh. That just it made me feel filthy watching it, man. I was just like, ew. But yeah, man, speaking of making me feel filthy, Morgan Freeman, man, is this a true story or what, man? I'm seeing it on the internet about him set, it's Morgan Freeman, like, what, 74 or something like that? And he's set to marry or he's dating his step-granddaughter?
Yeah, that's an old story, too, but go ahead, though.
I mean, but I'm just, but...
It's about 2 years.
But why am I seeing, why did it just pop up 4 days ago?
I'm just telling you.
Saying, bro, that is pretty old, though.
I mean, yeah, I know. But I heard they had broke up and they got back together. I mean, what's the deal? So hey, you go finding this easy? I mean,
no, I will say that they didn't go in on him that hard because he's the voice of God and Penguin narrator. So they left him alone. Like I'm saying, like I thought gonna be in his career or whatever, and shit happened to Morgan Freeman. You know what I'm saying? Morgan Freeman, like fuck y'all niggas, man. Ain't my blood.
Exactly. That's his step-granddaughter. It's not his daughter that he adopted being Woody Allen or fucking first cousin that's 12 years younger than him, like Jerry Lee Lewis or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just nasty.
Hey, side note, Jerry Lee Lewis is marrying his cousin, another cousin, I think next month.
So, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sorry. He married his cousin's wife. And he took it from his cousin. So I'm sorry.
God damn. Some cold blooded motherfuckers, man. Wow. Some cold blooded motherfuckers.
Damn. Love it.
I don't see what's wrong with that. If she ain't. Hey, look. First of all, Morgan Freeman played God in like 2 or 3 movies. Qualified to do that kind of
thing,
and it's not even biologically related.
Bruce Almighty too.
So, if you married, let's say you married a chick, and she has, for whatever reason, maybe she's an older chick, and she has a daughter that's close to your age, and you and that chick don't work out, but her daughter is Philly. You would marry the daughter
when she's 18.
So you would marry your, so you're cool with marrying your one time stepdaughter?
Fuck, man. I don't know. I wouldn't do it, but I mean, you can't get on this case because of that shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't understand. How do you get in a relationship with someone? That's just strange. 50 to me.
Years younger than you.
Yeah, one, 50 years younger, two, like somebody that was like at one of my family reunions that. Was, I mean, that's just weird.
You can't go back to your family reunion. You know that, right? You can't go back ever. You're done. Why ain't get my shirt in the mail? Motherfucker, you ain't never getting the shirt in the mail from us, goddammit. You're done.
Question. How do you have a step-granddaughter? I mean, what the heck is that? I mean,
you know a step-granddaughter.
That's a really extended family, boy. That's really extended shit right there.
A step-granddaughter? Like, that's reaching, ain't it? I mean, but, you know.
But can I say something, though? You only live once, and you know that young pussy was good to him.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Exactly, YOLO. You only live once, and that was it. He was like, shit, let's go. Let's go. And that was it. And she got some of that shit. She threw it on him. He said, we need to get married. Because I'm old.
Speaking of YOLO, Bobby Petrino. I know that's not his real name, but that's what I'm going to call him because anybody in Atlanta, they hate Bobby Petrino. But he was involved in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, and it stirred up a whole bunch of controversy. It's all right. Have you been following this story?
Part of it, man. It just gets more bizarre, so I quit listening. But apparently this motherfucker got... Petrino's what, 50, 60 years old? 70?
Yeah.
He's up there.
Yeah.
This motherfucker gets a motorcycle for whatever reason. Then he goes to hire a former volleyball player from the same goddamn school to his staff. Then he starts fucking her and paying her. He gave her like $20,000 like the day she started working. Mm. And he ends up having this accident with her on the back of his bike. Mm. Now, in the accident, this nigga broke a rib. And I think he broke like part of his arm or some shit. Like, he was fucked up. He didn't go to the hospital because he had the bitch on the back.
Mm.
And his family tried to hide this shit, but of course, once the nigga was like, I can't really breathe, and he had to go to the hospital, everything hit the fan, and now the nigga got fired. These cats, man, just first of all, if you're 70 years old, stop riding a motorcycle.
Exactly.
Second of all, if you're 70 years old and like the institution of the school, you might want to have some dirty niggas around you to take the heat off.
So you have a nigga, he would call a nigga, jump on the motorcycle to take off.
you need to have somebody pick her up and meet you at a hotel. So you don't need to be riding on the bike and having her going shotgun.
Yeah.
And you out in the city like this.
The best picture is that press cover when he had that neck brace on and he was just trying to smile.
That's what it was. He broke his rib and he broke a vertebrae.
he was just trying to smile and his face was all red and shit like that, scabbed up. I was like, oh shit.
Why am I looking at that picture right now?
he was trying to go through it, man.
Oh my God.
I think these cats need to understand that when you get into these positions, Tiger Woods and shit like this, and you're married. And if you're going to do your shit on the side, you need to just present that shit at the press conference.
Yeah.
It just need to come out. Oh, by the way, I have an open relationship. My wife knows all the shit I do. Next topic. And then there's no issue. But the problem is that these women seem like they're innocent and have been taken advantage of and embarrassed. So now it becomes a huge issue because you're mistreating women.
Yeah.
I'm sure Elon knew that Tiger was fucking all these bitches. I'm positive. There's no way you don't know Tiger Woods is fucking half of Florida. There's no way you don't know it. But nobody else
knew. Oh, he's 51, just to add.
Hey, I knew
that. She was a black chick, too?
Oh, shit, really?
She was white.
I thought she was white.
Look, she's a white girl that was engaged, and internet trolls went and bombed her. Her and her husband's fiance's wedding page, you know, the we're getting married things. They just jumped in the comment section and threw like about 3,000 comments. Oh my gosh, it was crazy, man. It was crazy.
Hey, I do got a question though for y'all. Did y'all see the T-Pain behind the music?
No, I hadn't.
Okay. On T-Pain behind the music, you know, first of all, T-Pain does have to prove their story, but the thing that relates to what you're talking about now. Is that you know he constantly cheated on his wife, right? And and you know his wife took him back again, and they went to Vegas and they was getting drunk and they went to a strip club and his wife started tonguing down this stripper, and they was like feeling, and then she was like I'm so sorry, blah blah. They had a discussion and she's like, look man, I've been liking women this whole time, I like men too, She was like, look, for us to work out, you can fuck women. I got to fuck them. I got to be involved, too. And his wife was there. They both were talking about it. And she, I think somebody made a statement, either maybe on the site afterwards, whatever, saying that this is happening more and more with these wives of athletes or singers or whatever. Like, of course, they've been saying Tiny has been doing that shit for a while. The question I got for y'all is, would y'all okay that if y'all, like, if y'all was a football player, basketball player, rapper, singer, whatever, if your wife said it was okay, would you do it?
Nah, man.
Okay, answer it when your wife leaves the room.
Right, that's all.
Okay.
I'm serious, man. I wouldn't do it, man. I wouldn't do it, man.
So you tell me you're gonna adhere to the holiness and sanctimonious shit of marriage.
Of course. I mean, I do that on a daily basis.
I can respect that.
I got chicks throwing the drawers at me like.
But his wife is sitting. But hold up.
Afro. Do you understand?
But Eddie, his wife is sitting right next to him. His wife is sitting right next to him right now. Just so you know,
she's sleep. She's in another room. She's sleep. Man. Okay. I'm serious.
All right. So all right. Look. Now hold on. Your wives are gay too. By the way, your wives are gay. Just saying. Not saying in real life, but let's say they was gay also.
Yeah, that's a lot to process, man. I think it would depend on how the relationship started. That's a lot to go from being monogamous with your wife to some freak orgy type shit, and now she's licking bitches. That's a lot of extra shit to process when you go into a marriage that way. If we started out, like, if I was RG3, uh-huh, and I was big shit all the way up through high school and college, and now I'm going to the pros, and the person that I'm going to marry is saying it's cool for us to get down, that's one thing. But to go from being a regular monogamous relationship and then have that shit come out, I don't think I could swing with that, and pun intended. I don't think I can swing with that.
But they say it's a greater love, because now you're saying it's not just the sexy reason. I'm not just loving you because I fuck you and I've been with you. I just love you because it's you now. You know what I'm saying? Like, pussy don't mean much to me because I can get anywhere. I just love you because, you know, because you now.
Yeah, but you're talking about love with... Go ahead.
Who talking?
Yeah, if she just came out like out of the blue with that shit, I probably wouldn't go for it because it just sounded like a trap. You know what I mean? Trying to set me up on some shit.
I think celebrity and superstar love is totally different than regular people love. There's totally different parameters around that shit, so it sounds foreign to me to think that I'll be in L.A. one morning fucking a bitch, and then later on that night I'm in New York fucking my wife. That just sounds crazy to me. Yeah. But for a celebrity that's jet-setting like that, that's hitting 3 and 4 cities in a week, I could guess it's normal because you're still going to want to fuck, and you're going to want to live in the moment, so you're going to get that in, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't love your spouse. So I guess for them niggas, before a regular nigga that working 9 to 5, that just don't sound like the move at all.
Yeah, I work a 9 to 5, and I don't think I need to tell y'all what my answer would be on that. So, you know.
But you're going into the relationship.
Like, I don't.
So for you, there's no change.
Don't give a fuck how I'm going in a relationship. That shit comes up, I'm always saying yeah. We'll figure out the technicalities on another time.
Have you been in a relationship before?
Who?
No, I'm asking. I'm not.
You never been in a relationship before.
You have?
In that kind of relationship before?
No. Have you been in a relationship where you were the boyfriend and she was the girlfriend?
Yes. Yes.
He's been in one where he's been the girlfriend.
I've been in a lot of relationships. They were shit, but I've been in a lot of relationships though.
Okay. Have you been in love?
No.
He's okay. A liar.
You're another motherfucking liar. You the fucking liar. Yeah, you know that shit.
Yeah, I think once you start talking about being in love and romance and shit like that, it kind of changes. Exactly. It kind of changes that dynamic of trying to be out there kicking like that. Because even if you still want to fuck other bitches, yep, you still got to work about bringing shit home to the person that you love.
I don't know.
Who wants to do that?
Thank you.
What the fuck do you mean? What does that have to do with anything? If you go out and fuck somebody and get crabs or AIDS or some shit,
for God forbid, herpes.
God herpes.
Or kid, or have a child outside the relationship.
How about that? Cookie. That's a lot of shit to bring to the person that you love.
Cookie stuck with magic.
What?
I said Cookie stuck with magic.
Because Magic signed a deal with the Illuminati, man. She knew what she was getting into. Everybody know Magic and the Illuminati.
Yeah, let's be clear. You don't leave if the person that you love comes home with AIDS. Where are you going? The rest of the time. But where are you going? No one's going to want you after that.
Hey, she's like, so, no. Hey,
and
she's like, no, here's the test right here. I don't give a fuck.
So, where are you going? So you telling me you was on the scene and you seen a Cookie Johnson on the scene, her and Magic on the ropes, and she did divorce and Magic. You wouldn't holler?
No.
I'm not fucking Cookie. No. And she fucked nigga that Magic that had AIDS. No.
Nigga, she ain't got it, though.
I don't believe it.
And now, but the fact that I know that her husband had AIDS and she had sex with her husband when he had AIDS, I'm not fucking it. I don't give a fuck what kind of super pussy she got. She don't have AIDS. I'm not fucking it. Yeah, that shit's a wrap,
nigga.
I don't play roulette with my dick.
Hey, because then if you're wrong, then what the fuck, right? It's like, oh, yeah, exactly. Shit. Damn it. You lied to me.
They took the test one day too early and shit didn't show up. She go back in 6 months. Oh yeah, I got full blown AIDS.
Hey, you in the bed? You in the bed? You're like, Cookie, I'm so happy your test was negative. Yeah, I'm so happy I took that test 3 years ago. What the fuck, bitch?
Exactly. I'm not fucking.
Like oh, you got to. Oh, yeah. I thought you take it one time, bitch. I gotta kill you now. I think I kill Magic.
Yeah, well, where would she go? Of course she stayed with Magic. Where would she fucking go?
Call me that dumb nigga, I would have hollered.
You would have had HIV too, nigga.
Oh, man. Cookie was fine. Cookie is fine. Excuse me. Good gracious.
I wouldn't fuck Cookie now.
I would.
God damn.
Nigga, you just said you wouldn't even have an open relationship. Now you fucking an AIDS
person. She ain't got it.
Let's wrap this shit up, man. Let's get some questions.
Do we have any questions this week, Saul? Right?
Yeah, your homeboy Rick James, bitch, aka Negro Dominus on Twitter.
Why you keep switching your name up, bro? Stop switching your name up. That shit is whack.
Especially after you gave him Shine. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, like, man. We building up Dando the Pirate, man. You know how gay that sounds, but hey, that was your name. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we were shouting Dando the Pirate.
That is fucked up.
But yeah, go. Oh, I'm sorry.
Stupid. And the Frocast is broken. And just like the Frocast is broken.
What album or artist got you into hip hop? We're going to start with our brother from Sweden. What album or artist got you into hip hop, bro?
Artist. Tupac.
I was just shooting on him for 15 minutes. Oh, Tupac. Of course, Tupac.
Look. Nah. Shit. I said he was overrated. I didn't say.
You said more than that.
I was trying to disrespect him, but like you know, he's the dude that really got me critically listening to hip hop. You know what I mean? He transitioned me from that whole you know listen to rap passively to actually you know getting into the shit. So that's why I can say that he's really overrated because I listen to his shit. You know what I mean? I'm not just talking about an artist I barely heard. You know, and I started hating or whatever. I listened to his shit. I used to be a big fan, but you know, as I got older, and listened to other artists and whatever. Then I realized, you know, there was just too much hype around him that you know he couldn't be all that was said about him.
Cool. I hate you right now. Easy. I know, you know, go ahead and say Jay-Z, but...
No. For me, honestly, and this is so weird, the first album I bought, and this showing my age, is the Wipeout Fat Boys featuring Beach Boys.
God damn.
the first cassette I bought was Radio, LL Cool J. But the first album, and this is so weird, the one that really got me back, like, I was always listening to rap, but it got me into it, like, learning all the words, was Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Which album?
Home Base. Well, yeah, that's the one I was just, like, over and over again. I remember one time, my mother got at me because I called the damn little hotline. Because they had a video with a brand new funk on it. They was like, call and talk to Fresh Prince, and it was Jazzy Jeff, and I called, and that shit was like $15. And
damn,
yeah. So, but yeah, that was it though.
I think everybody got hit with one of those one thing. I used to call the wrestling line, but
of course,
my mama whooped my ass that time. Good God, I'm talking about $350, nigga. This is back in the 80s, nigga. So you know that. Shit. Yeah, nigga, I talked the fuck out of that shit. Hey, she went, you know, she used to work. So, you know, I'm calling this shit like every night, playing little games, asking you questions on it, not knowing I'm just, hey, boy, mama got that bill. She blew her damn top. Yeah.
I had to feel like that as a grown ass man. I ran up and feel high as hell with long this is called.
No, you wasn't.
Go ahead.
You wasn't on the 10-10-3-2-1 and the nigga.
I didn't know nothing about that shit. I just, you know, I met this little dibbity dude online and start calling that motherfucker, man. That phone bill came. And shit. I think it was like $1,000.
Jesus. $1,000.
Dang, I know some niggas spend less than that and beat.
This is a home phone. This one is a home phone bill. And that's why, so all right, don't talk on the motherfucking phone. Go ahead, bro. My bad.
Okay. All right. Who's it on? Is it on you? Me?
Go ahead, bro. It's on you.
Me, LL Cool J, man. That was my dog back in the day. My favorite album of his was
Bigger and Deffer. Great.
Because I bought that tape. This dude had stole some, and he came to my door and was like, yo, do you want to buy this LL tape? I said, how much? He said, give me $1. So I gave him $1, and I just listened to that because, you know, I'm Bad is one of my favorite. That and Albie Square Mall, I love that shit. I Need Love is on there. I mean, that's my favorite LL album, and he's the reason why I like hip-hop, you know, LL Cool J. So it's all right.
I would have to say I listened to little shit here and there, but I went to a little private school, so hip hop wasn't regular shit for me. I used to kick it out with my cousins out in the city in the hood, and we went to the goddamn flea market, and I think I had like $2 to spend, so we got two tapes, two bootleg ass tapes, and the one that I bought that got me into hip hop for real was Call Me D-Nice. That motherfucking tape, I was like, oh shit. So then I went back the next weekend with like $10, and I bought all kinds of shit. I went grabbing everything I could find. But that D-Nice is what got me on right there. Crumbs on the Table, Call Me D-Nice, TR-808 is coming, all that shit, man.
Hey, that opening beat, you know, when it first come on, that still make that shit go crazy right there, though.
That shit was dope. It's the way to admit it. Ticking at your seconds, and you don't know how I did it.
Man, look here, I played the fuck. Matter of fact, by the time I got to side B, side A and side B, all the pain on side A was gone. Like, I just kept rewinding that motherfucker and playing it, kept rewinding and playing it. So by the time we took it out, I was like, God damn, nigga, I'm gonna make up.
Hey, that shit was hard.
Good question, Negro Domus, though. We got, one more question. This is actually a pretty good one. Looking back on your younger days, are there any songs or artists that you're ashamed to say you listen to? For example, I wish I could travel back in time and beat my middle school ass for like a Hurricane Chris.
Wow. First of all, them niggas young as fuck, by the way. Just let me put that shit out, man. Matter of fact, we fucking reviewed Hurricane Chris on a fucking album. I'm on a fucking site one time.
And he said middle school.
That his name Dando the Pirate 93, dog. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, okay. Yeah. Let me go first because I think I can beat everybody. I remember begging my mama to take me to to the Stoner Body single. What's the name of the single? Turtle Power. Remember that shit?
Turtle power.
Yeah, T-U-R-T-L-T power. T-U-R-T-L-T power. T-U-R-T-L-T power. Teenage Mutant on the half shell. Okay, I'm not gonna hold it. Not gonna do the whole rap.
But I wish you would spell turtle right.
Hey, spell the T-U-R-T-L-L-E, right? It's not T-U-R-T-L-E?
Yeah, man. You said T-U-R-T-L-T. I don't know if you said E-T-M. You might have been saying
it. Partners in Crime. That's the name of the damn group. Partners in Crime. Oh, man. So.
Wow. Go ahead, E. What's going on in Sweden? Who did you not?
I've always been on the same lane when it comes to rap, you know what I mean? So, shit, I can't think of a rapper I'm ashamed to listen to, but I still listen to the same dudes I listened to in 96 and shit. You know, I still listen to that Nocturnal album from Elvis Skelter. Still listen to that. Everything I listened to back in the day, I still listen to that shit, so. I can't think of anything I can take back.
Damn, I bet. Germ?
It had to be a Nelly song that I liked. just be real, man. It was just like that. What was the song he had? It was that. Was No, it was on that album though. It was like the E.I. song. It might have been E.I. Yeah, that was catch
your camera. Underlay, mama, E.I. Uh-oh, what's popping tonight?
Yeah, it was that one.
Is that Nellyville?
No,
it's Country Grammar.
Country Grammar. Yeah.
You said Dilemma was on Nellyville.
Nah, E said Dilemma.
No, I asked that shit. Because when shit came out, man, fuck. She was like the national anthem for a whole year.
Yeah, Nelly had some hits, man. Nelly had some hits, man. You can't front that now.
Yeah, but you know, dang, it's all right. It's on you,
ain't it? I'd have to say, yeah, I'd have to go with Vanilla Ice. And the reason I say it, I know damn near four or five songs off that album today.
Oh, shit.
Word for word, line for line. That album, I hate to admit it, but that motherfucker got a lot of play in the ride.
Was that To the Extreme or something like that?
To the Extreme,
something like that.
I tell you, like, five songs I know forward and backwards right now today. If I hit a beat, I will start rapping the motherfuckers.
I will say, and you're right, I will say I did call. I kept calling the local the Camelot at the mall and asked them when that single came in. Because it was on the radio, but I couldn't find that shit. Then it finally came in. I begged my sister to take me to go. Yeah. That song, that Island Baby was a fucking ridiculous when it came out, man.
That shit was crazy. And the lyrics were so elementary. But we loved that shit. That nigga was saying some garbage the whole album. Right. Float like a harpoon. What? Shut up. What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Hey, you know what? No, I do hate that.
Oh, no, I take it back. I take it back. I know somebody. Okay, so this is embarrassing. This is more embarrassing. I used to be a big Marky Mark in the Funky Group. That Good Vibration show. That was my shit, though. It's like this.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? I used to be a Marky Mark fan, man. God. You know, I just like, I don't understand why you got to be in there with your shirt off. But you know what I mean? You know.
You know what's funny though? Marky Mark actually, you know, like he actually had like a hard background. He did time in jail and everything. And never talked about it though.
Yeah, he was a thug. You know what I'm saying? He was about that life. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you know?
He was like, I know one time we were talking about Jerry was like, you know, he was calling people nigga back in the day.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I know he did. I know Marky Mark, like, he done fought a couple. He's like, yeah, nigga, what? He was like, oh, shit. And, you know, he called him a nigga, and then he beat their ass. Like, I don't know some black dudes. Like, yo, Marky Mark kicked my ass back in the day, man, back in, like, 88, man. I remember, you know, I'm just saying, man. I know he did.
God.
Marky Mark is pretty fucking bad. God damn.
I mean, but, you know, I was young, man. You know, just
How far? Now, it's about that time. Rip for
another
ride. I'm going to get mine, so get yours. God. I want to see sweat coming out your pores. I know that whole song, too. They play the fuck out. MTV play that shit every hour, at least.
Yeah, and then I used to like I think those are the one hit wonder status made me like them, so I don't even bring those up. Everybody like those.
You know, the one that people always hate on, but we all had the albums and shit, MC Hammer.
Oh, hell yeah.
We had Hammer.
Yeah.
At some point, we just like, it's not cool. When the shit come on, even now, you know the damn song. You're like, oh, shit, too legit. Oops, let me stop dancing.
No, I...
That shit come on.
I remember being at my grandma's house and the BET, either BET or MTV had the Too Legit, like, teaser for, like, you know, back in the day, they had, like, the MC Hammer video dropping Friday and everything stopped on that channel until that damn shit is debuted. And I remember Too Legit, I remember just seeing the fucking damn trailer and I was like, oh, shit.
It has to be, look, that had to be MTV because BET.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, BET quit fucking with shit like that.
Yeah, man.
You know what though? I think Living Color helped destroy Hammer's career.
Nah,
Two sold out.
I think the Addams Family shit pretty much did it.
What, the Taco Bell and the Taco Bell shit?
We was like, oh,
that shit went hard though, man. The Addams Family.
That's when it got ridiculous, because I think after that he did that fucking popcorn commercial.
The KFC commercial where he did a little what did he say when he called him his stuff? He was just like,
can't touch.
Is that when he jumped out the building and his plan blew up with a Taco Bell commercial?
I think that was the Pepsi commercial. The popcorn, the KFC, I think it was a popcorn chicken KFC they first came out with.
Chicken, yeah,
he threw that motherfucker up in the air and started doing the typewriter across the stage. Caught that shit in his mouth.
Then he said like a little catchphrase with him.
Yeah, I forget what it was.
God, Hammer.
It was all downhill from there.
God,
the Hammer Dial, the cartoon, all that shit was
cool. The Hammer Man? Hey, come on, man.
Hey, once that nigga caught that chicken, it was over, dog. I'm telling you, that chicken ruined it. But we done sat up here and talked for goddamn 2 hours like we always do. It's about time to wrap this shit up, man. E, the homie from Sweden, we appreciate you stopping through. You want to give your shout outs, man?
I got a question before, a quick one.
Go for it.
If you guys had to listen to an album till the end of the year, what album would it be?
That came out this year?
No. You just had to listen to it till the end of the year.
Oh.
Take it in mind that the year is going, the world is going to go under at the end of the year.
Yeah.
No, that'd be easy, man. Charity Starts at Home, man. That'd be mine.
Word.
That's what I'm currently listening to right now. Go ahead. All right.
Could it be any album?
Could it be any album, man?
Blueprint.
Two?
No, just Blueprint, period. First Blueprint.
KRS-One's, yeah, that's a good one.
No.
Go ahead, it's all right.
Shit, it's going to be some bullshit, you're already laughing. It would probably either be Lauryn Hill, Miseducation, or it would be Prince's Purple Rain. I love that fucking album.
Oh, shit. God damn.
Speaking of overhyped.
Prince, hey, I can't even argue with you, but that album is dope as fuck.
Okay. Just so we can...
I don't think Prince is overhyped, if that's what he's trying to imply.
I think his albums are overhyped. I think musically talented, they can't... I mean, he's a don. But his albums, he got a lot of dude, albums.
If you got a dude wearing a blouse and he's still fucking bitches, he can't be overhyped.
That's a hell of a quote.
Hold on. What about you, Eddie? Tupac.
I'm thinking Illadelph, House Life.
Good God. Really?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
That album was just too solid.
I think that's their album.
That was their album, though.
Me and H2O was arguing about, we weren't arguing, we was debating about it on Facebook one day. We were talking about the Roots best albums, and you know, I think he bought up that album, and I was just like, what? You know, I was just like,
Have you heard that shit, man?
Of course, man.
That is a good album.
I was born in 78. It's all right.
I don't know if it's their best album.
How I Got Over is their best album.
You can play backwards and still be dope.
I think How I Got Over, Phrenology, and Things Fall Apart, I put all above.
Where's Do You Want More on there, man? Do You Want More is my number.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that one, too. That's a lot of shit on there. Yeah. That probably go over Phrenology, actually.
you pick those albums over Illadelph?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
But I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, with hip hop. A lot of it has to do with what you were doing at the time when you heard the shit. Yeah. Like for me, all those albums were dope times and shit for me. So they got a personal connection.
Well, shout outs for you, Easy.
Hold on, but hey, Eddie, I was.
Oh no, Eddie never give a shout out.
Yeah, no. I was asking him a question. I was like, so just people who don't know, Eddie recently started writing for Nappy Afro. Right now, as we speak, the last one he written was Sky by Sky Zoo. What happened to Sky Zoo? Do you like Sky Zoo a lot like that?
Shit, I was going through my iPod and I realized I ain't listened to him in a while, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I listened to the shit and he nice, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He nice. And he, like I said, he got all these producers, he got all these rappers that he could just call over for a track and it still didn't pop off for him. So I was like, damn, what the fuck?
Listen, and I knew what you were talking about when I commented on and I said that he just was just nice. That's it. I think he's just nice and that's it. He's talented, but he's just it. I think now you have to have charisma. And I think he doesn't have that much charisma. He's a good rapper. And like he even had Just Blaze on the last album. But it just feels like he needs more.
He's like Apache or something.
Yeah, he just needs more. Like, you know, like, you're good, but I mean, it's a lot of good rappers.
Yeah,
man.
I know what you mean. I just didn't. When the dude disappeared, I was like, man, like you got all these elite producers and really nice rappers behind you, and you still can't, you know, you still can't make your shit bubble.
Yeah.
So it's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, and I also now I think the first time we had we emailed each other. Now, I was trying to listen to... Now, you did a podcast, I guess, with the last year you stopped... what is it? Rap Scholars.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
Shit. You know when you said you couldn't get on the website?
Mm-hmm.
I got the server at my place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I really didn't know the computer was off because I got like an old computer. I set the shit up,
gotcha.
The server, whatnot. It's in another city. Mm. I'm gonna take care of that. We did that for 2 years and shit. Everybody just moved on. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I never got a hold of people that had the same interests as the guys that disappeared. So kind of just died.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. So like I said, yeah, I'm sorry. So go ahead, Eddie, give your shots out.
Ah, shit, man. First of all, shout out to y'all guys. I've been listening to the shit for a long time. Well, not the shit, but I've been listening to
it for a long time.
It's a good look. So, well, thanks for having me on. And shout out to everybody else that's listening. Shit.
Okay.
Dang. Shouts out for you, Easy. Anybody?
No, I'm good, man. It'd be, like I said, it's been 2 hours. It's a good podcast, though. Good forecast.
Hey, so the heavyweight chick is going to be feeling upset about no getting shout-outs this week. Shout out to the heavyweight girls in the heavyweight division at BEZ's currently dating.
Hey, love all y'all. Don't be strange.
BEZ like girls that sleep with the fan on.
It's who the fan on.
Nigga, you be listening to Fox on radio, nigga.
Hell yeah, nigga.
That's my shit. Can I get a
shit. That's fucked up.
It's all right. You got any shout outs, man?
Man, shout out to the regulars. You know what I'm saying? Brokey McPoverty, Coco Puff, Tracy May, Lyle the Chef. You know, all the people that support nappyafro.com, nappyafro.com on Twitter. Star Right, you know I got so anybody that's supporting us, we fucks with you. Pause.
some of us fuck you, you know, personally, so you know, hey. And, you know, anyway, shouts out, you know, all my little soldiers, you know, VG, the niggas out there, y'all my niggas. I ain't gonna go in them. Shout out to Short T 318. We're gonna get you on a broadcast coming up. Yeah.
Oh, can I jump in right quick? Yeah. Since you're talking, and it's definitely appropriate. Y'all need to send in your questions for real nigga quotes.
Yes.
We got the real nigga sitting right here. Y'all need to send him some questions so we can answer it on the front end.
He gets it done. Nobody else.
Hey, do you like the theme music? That's a new theme music until somebody makes us a theme music.
Until Mimo make us our new theme music, we're gonna have to use that. So, yeah, but that's it, man. You know, I'm not hosting no more. The shit was tough.
Thank God.
Hey, man, that's what's up.
Nah.
I bet you somebody else won't do it, you know.
Shit, I'll never do it.
Yeah, you know, you got fucking speech impediment, nigga.
Oh, shit, you know that, though. I'll let you next week.
The Kobe episode. Peace. Doing work too far on his shirt, nigga.
Fuck King Jones.
Fuck.
NappyAfro.com